Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, snow throughout the day today, a high near 35 degrees. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. Tonight, a chance of snow continuing overnight, cloudy with a low around 19. And on Thursday, a 30% chance of snow mainly afternoon, cloudy with a high near 27. And in the news for today, a Nebraska judge has ordered a Wisconsin-based company to comply with a federal investigation into allegations that it used child labor. Last week, the U.S. Department of Labor sued Packers Sanitation Services, or PSSI, which is headquartered in Grant County and employs 17,000 people who clean 700 food processing plants nationwide. According to the November 9th civil complaint, PSSI hired 31 minors between 13 and 17 years old to clean meatpacking plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. The lawsuit said several of those minors, including a 13-year-old, suffered chemical burns and other injuries. The Department of Labor said minors were working overnight shifts in hazardous occupations. PSSI also allegedly interfered with an investigation by intimidating minors and deleting or manipulating employment files. That, according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio. The November 10th court order requires the company to stop using alleged child labor and to comply with investigations. A hearing on the case is scheduled for November 23rd. In a statement, a spokesperson for PSSI denied that the company employed minors and said it has cooperated with the investigation. PSSI has a history of violating safety regulations dating back years, according to one former top official for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, the WPR report continued. And in other state news, Senate Democrats unanimously elected Melissa Agard, a Democrat from Madison, as the Senate Minority Leader during their caucus meeting on Tuesday. Agard, who served in the Assembly for 8 years before joining the Senate in 2020, replaces Senator Janet Buley, a Democrat from Mason. Buley, who served as the Senate Democratic Leader since 2017, announced she wouldn't seek re-election to the Senate earlier this year. Her seat in the 25th District was won by Republican Romaine Quinn. The loss of Buley's seat leaves Agard to lead a smaller caucus of 11 members in the new session. The rest of the Senate Democratic leadership, also unanimously elected, will also change. Senator Jeff Smith from Brunswick will replace outgoing Senator Janice Ringhand as the Assistant Minority Leader. Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee will replace Smith to serve as the Minority Caucus Chair, and Senator-elect Diane Hesselbein of Middleton will replace Agard as the Minority Caucus Vice Chair. Some information for this report came in part and with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.